From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. United Airlines flew more than 100 passengers to Washington, D.C. last week on a plane with one engine running on 100% sustainable aviation fuel. The Boeing 737 MAX 8 used 500 gallons of sustainable aviation fuel in one engine and the same amount of conventional jet fuel in the other to further prove there are no operational differences between the two. Federal Aviation Administration regulations limit the use of sustainable aviation fuel to 50% of all fuel on board. A dramatic rise in fertilizer prices weighs heavily on U.S. crop farmers and input suppliers preparing for the 2022 planting season. Prices for nitrogen-based fertilizers commonly used for corn production have skyrocketed to all-time highs in recent months. Fertilizer price increases are driven by nitrogen production challenges, tight global supplies, rising natural gas costs, and steady demand. The EPA heard testimony last week on its proposal to extend the renewable fuel standard compliance deadline for refiners. Growth Energy's Chris Bliley says the intent of the RFS is to blend more biofuels into our nation's fuel supply. Period. It's not meant to reward oil companies for suing to prevent higher blends and further delay compliance. He cites recent research that shows greenhouse gas emissions from corn ethanol are 46% lower than gasoline.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.